This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've had a pretty dynamic hour of a lot of key information. I think the moral of the story is, no matter how hard the establishment tries, these ghouls, they're not going to be able to hide their crimes forever. But I think it's the naivete of the public that allows this to grow. They have had cases on record in Europe, in the UK, in the US, snuff films, little kids, you name it, with high-level judges, government people, because they start recruiting their own people into government, and then that's a rite of passage or a gang initiation. Like most mafias and stuff, you got to make your bones. You got to kill a few people. You got to testify in court and, you know, lie. You got to prove that you can be a trusted member of the team. But with the real global mafias, you've got to hate humanity and want to hurt innocents. And so for people that care about children and love children and would soon die to see an innocent child hurt, the fact that these ghouls want to hurt children is just lost on us. And so it allows it to grow. Again, the Masonic system, and I'm not defending it, it's just historically with secret construction guilds, colleges. You didn't just give the colleges tricks out. You had to be an initiate. It was secret. It had a lot of religious stuff associated with it. I won't go into the whole story, but I'm somewhat of a lay expert on it and been interviewed by History Channel and others on the subject of the Masons. George Washington was a Mason. He was a really great guy. But he warned about it being used by corrupt groups to create mafias. And now, especially in the UK, it's just become a get-out-of-jail-free card organization. And then there's no justice. And then what do you do when you can't even investigate? Get back into the case you were getting into that's in the news now of strangling boys, running them over with cars after they rape them, and this new lawsuit with Prince Andrew. I mean, there's no way they can hide this forever, Paul.
Well, what's interesting, Alex, is that when the royal family knew that these Savile allegations and proof that he'd raped hundreds of girls, they knew that was going to come out because the police had interviewed him in 2009 and the royal family had made those 90-odd redactions to that report, disassociating Savile from the royal family. After that, they passed a law which changed the Freedom of Information Act in the UK so that letters, emails, and all documents relating to the royal family, the Queen, Prince Charles, Prince Philip, would no longer be disclosed, even if they were in the public interest. So before they knew it was going to come out, because Savile had already been interviewed by police, they'd made these redactions, they then passed this law to prevent those documents being released, which would obviously show their close relationship, which we know the likes of Prince Charles had with Jimmy Savile. So they were on it from the very beginning. They were prepared for this to come out. And now it's expanded to these Westminster MPs in the 80s, and others say this is still going on with MPs today, who would literally set up these rape dens in London, abduct young boys, take them to these places, strangle them to death as they're raping them. And then in another case, they literally just, one of them ran over one of these young boys in his vehicle.
Why are you a boy strangle-phobe? Hold on, racist. Why are you a boy strangle-phobe?
Well, victims who were there at the time, eyewitnesses, you know, kids who were being raped who are now in their 30s came out, and they've come out with all this information. And as I said before the break, it's going nowhere because they're saying, oh, we can't get somebody who isn't a member of the establishment to investigate it. So it's...
Well, imagine being a member of the government, and instead of going home and having a glass of wine and food with the family, you go to a rape den where you rape little boys and then strangle them. I mean, it's just, we're in so much trouble, Paul. It's just insane.
And then they find dead bodies of women who've been murdered on the Queen's Sandringham estate. And it's like, oh, you know, no big deal. They were out shooting on Boxing Day, and then they find this woman's dead body right in the spot where they were shooting. And it's just, no big deal.
The royalty, though, Paul. I wonder what the Queen's going to be eating at dinner tonight. All right. right, Watson, great job. Peter Schiff's coming up. Stay with us.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nation Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nation Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's too. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, it was predicted, and now it's confirmed today with the DMV opening back up in California. Illegals form long lines for California driver's license. Top story, InfoWars.com. Another report showing how ignorant some of the public is with the public education system. Some people actually think the Earth is 2,015 years old. You'll be shocked at the stupidity of some of these tweets and comments. Yeah, they do. The studies were... two-thirds of college graduates don't know the three branches of government, things like that. That's what the system wants. Who was the famous comedian that said that, George Carlin, said that the country's owners want you dumbed down as much as possible. Well, I don't think you can deny that now with Common Core saying 2 + 2 = 5, and then if you built your business, you didn't build that. There is a war on common sense going on. And I want to ask our guest, Peter Schiff, what he thinks is at the heart of that. There's so much to cover with him. He'll be with us till about 50 after. Peter Schiff is an American businessman, investment broker with billions under management, author and financial commentator. You've seen him in alternative media, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC. Schiff is CEO and chief global strategy head for Euro Pacific Capital. And I'm not going to go over the rest of it. His dad's also author and researcher, who's been a guest on the show as well, fighting the private Federal Reserve. Europac.net is the Euro-Pacific Capital's main site, Europac.net. I want to get into 2015, what he sees coming up, the budget war looming for Obama and the GOP, what's going to happen as the Obamacare fines start to kick in this year. What does he see happening with China and its growth numbers and Japan? How will that affect us? What does he think is going on with oil? Clearly, Saudi Arabia and others are cutting production in a war with Russia, but won't that hurt Europe and then hurt Japan and hurt China and ultimately us? Sure, it'll boost the dollar for the time being. But what happens long term? He's a smart guy, made a lot of accurate predictions, so that's why we're blessed to have him on with us this first live broadcast of 2015 to tell us what he thinks coming up. Peter, that's a lot I threw out there. You can tackle whatever you want first, or out of the gates, where do you want to take us? What do you think's most important right now?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year, Alex, and to you and your audience. And, you know, I used to do my own radio show, but I stopped doing it back in August, so... at least the Alex Jones Show is still on the air, so I could settle for the guest appearances.
Well, I know your show was popular, but you're a busy guy, yeah. So we want to welcome you on whenever you want to come on, or you know, because your analysis is so needed. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, but there's so much to discuss. I mean, you hit on a lot of topics there in the introduction, so I don't know necessarily where to start. But just to say that I think as we ring in this new year, I think that there is a bigger disconnect right now between what people expect to happen, particularly in Wall Street, people that manage other people's money and economists. You know, I think there's a bigger disconnect now between what people expect to happen and what is going to happen than anything I've seen, I think, in my career, which is saying a lot because it certainly includes the dot-com bubble that burst in 2000 and the real estate bubble that burst and ushered in the financial crisis. I think people are more clueless today with respect to the true state of the U.S. economy and what is lying right around the corner than they were in 1999, in January 2000, rather, or January 2008.
Sure. There's that famous story of JFK's dad, the big stockbroker, Joseph Kennedy, and he says he dumped all his stock weeks before the crash when a shoeshine boy was telling him that the market would never go down and telling him what stocks to buy. Now, whether that story's true or not, I think it's indicative of the type of irrational exuberance, to use a Greenspanian type quote, that we see. 18,000 Dow. What's really behind this,
yes.
And what are you saying is really coming versus the euphoria?
Yeah, you know, even Alan Greenspan is starting to come clean now. I guess now that he's getting closer to meeting his maker, he wants to get a few things off his chest. So he's starting to criticize the Federal Reserve, criticize quantitative easing. He's telling people that they should buy gold. It'd be great if you can get him as a guest on your show now that he's, you know, coming back from the dark side, you know, kind of like, you know, Darth Vader, you know, coming back. But I think that the real disconnect here is that people actually believe that what the Fed has created is a legitimate economic recovery, and that because we have this real recovery, that the Fed no longer has to support the economy with quantitative easing or 0% interest rates, that we can normalize everything, no harm, no foul, and the U.S. economy is going to continue to grow. The reality is this is the Fed's biggest bubble ever, and I think it's ultimately going to be their swan song because it may well be the last bubble. This could be the bubble that finally breaks the dollar despite its recent rally and breaks the Fed and the confidence, the misplaced confidence that people have in the Fed, because they cannot end QE, they cannot raise interest rates without bringing on a financial crisis worse than the one that they caused in 2008. And I think for that reason, they will not do that. I think they are ready to queue up and launch QE4 to keep the economy from relapsing back into recession in 2015. And I think that's going to be a game changer for the markets, for the dollar, for commodities, for gold. And I think most people are not prepared, just like they weren't prepared in January of 2000 or January of 2008.
And you predicted both of those. How much bigger do you think this major correction or bottom will be, or will it be smaller than 2008?
Well, I think it's going to be bigger in the ramifications that it has for investors and for the standard of living of most Americans. I don't know that the stock market is going to be cut in half again the way it was in 2008 and 2000. It would be. If the Federal Reserve doesn't launch QE4 and raises rates, then the carnage on Wall Street is going to be as bad, maybe even worse than 2008. But I think the Fed is not going to let that happen. I think the Fed this time realizes that this bubble is too big to pop, and they're going to do whatever they can to prevent it from popping. And so what they end up doing is sacrificing the dollar in order to prop up the stock market, the real estate market, the U.S. government. So I think the impact on the dollar lost a lot of value. Between 2000 and 2008, the dollar index went from 120 down to 70. It's now managed its way back up to about 91. A lot of those gains happened just in the last few months on all these false expectations. But I think the dollar index is going to decline even more this time around. So it's even more important for people to be prepared by being out of the dollar. You know, that's where the real damage is going to come, in the real purchasing power of your savings, of your investments. So people need to be cognizant now about being out of U.S. assets, foreign stocks, precious metals, commodities, things that will retain their value in this inflationary environment that we're going to be living through.
And that was my next question. I mean, I'm not an economist, but I just have studied.
You know more than most economists.
That's all I know why. Is bubbles historically are super dangerous. This infinity bubble that they bet everything on just looks like financial Armageddon if it ever goes. Meanwhile, China is sinking. It looks like some evidence shows, but you're an expert on that. I mean, correct me if you don't agree. We see major problems in Russia. I see them trying to back off global inflation by lowering oil prices, but then that causes its own domino effects in different economies. I just don't see how they're going to manage all of this. What's the big threat then in the future? Is it inflation or is it deflation?
Well, you know, when people talk about inflation, deflation, they're normally referring to consumer prices, not money supply or credit. And so if consumer prices were to come down, that's never a threat. That's always a good thing when the price of the things that you need to buy is, you know, less expensive, because nobody has an unlimited amount of money except maybe the central bankers. And so as prices come down, we can have a higher standard of living because we can buy more stuff. Like oil prices have come down recently, so that means that gas is cheaper. That means products could be cheaper that require gasoline in the production process or the transportation process. But when central bankers are talking about deflation, they're trying to pretend that they're worried about falling consumer prices. That's not a concern. That's a good thing. What they're worried about is financial assets falling. They're worried about the stock markets coming down, the bond markets coming down, the real estate markets coming down, because they've been propping those markets up to sustain these bubble economies. And what they're also worried about is the inability of governments to repay their debt. And because politicians don't want to admit that they're broke and honestly default on their commitments, they need inflation to wipe out their liabilities. And so that's why central bankers are concerned we don't have enough inflation, is because we have so much debt, we need the inflation to wipe it out because we don't have the integrity to honestly default on commitments that we can't keep. So we're not going to have falling consumer prices, as beneficial as that would be, and as temporary as that is for oil, because I think oil prices are going to go much higher once the Fed has to launch QE4, unfortunately. But we're not going to get falling consumer prices. We're going to get skyrocketing consumer prices. And the average American already knows that prices are rising, and the government can pretend otherwise with these CPI numbers. But if you go to the supermarket, if you pay.
Well, that was my next question, is that everything's going up in price except for gas exponentially the last 5-6 years. And then I open up the newspaper or read the financial online. It's like, boy, prices are dropping and everything's great and everybody's happy. This is really freaking the public out because they know that's not true.
No, I know. I mean, that's why the Republicans, unfortunately, why they did so well in the last election is just because the economy is so miserable. Voters are just trying to do whatever they can to express their frustration. They're not necessarily embracing Republican principles, because a lot of the states that voted Republicans in and Democrats out also voted to raise the minimum wage in their state. So this is just people that are frustrated because there is no legitimate recovery, and they see the cost of living is going up. Look, all the prices of the things that I buy, everything is getting more expensive. I get, you know, letters in the mail from, you know, letting me know what fees are going up. And I mean, nothing is going up as low as what the government
claims. Look at healthcare. Look at healthcare. Couldn't that be the final straw that breaks the back? I want to come back with Peter Schiff.
Alex, you know, the Q3 GDP numbers, the biggest driver of increase in consumer spending was all the money we're spending to buy Obamacare.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to ask you. Okay, we're going to come back to Peter Schiff, Europac.net, straight ahead. I'm going to ask you, what happens when the dollar dies and how will it die? We know it's going to fall apart.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back. Peter Schiff is our guest, financial analyst, broker, author, financial commentator, manages Euro Pacific Capital Inc. and other organizations, Europac.net. A lot of interesting information on that site, certainly. And he is our guest today. This is a short segment, long segment coming up with him. folks, throughout history, Zimbabwe, Weimar Republic, Germany, you all know better than I that when they start printing money, it causes major problems and usually a collapse. Hyperinflation, war, you name it. Now they found these ways to manipulate it worldwide and have other currencies devalue at the same time. But more and more of that inflation is coming home. And from what I've seen historically, Peter, correct me if I'm wrong, the inflation builds at first, but slowly and then exponentially it starts compounding, especially when they try to internationalize the money printing, that it's more parabolic towards the end of the graph. We knew that something would happen with QE 1, 2, and 3. It did create like a sugar high, as it's been called by many. More dollars chasing stocks, that boosts that. So it looks good on paper, but in the real economy, we just talked about it being bad. How long in your gut can this go on, and how do you think the dollar will die? Will it be over time? Will it be in a big a catastrophe, or will it bounce back? I mean, I know you can't predict the future, but what are some of the scenarios?
Yeah, well, first of all, the real economy has suffered during the entirety of this so-called recovery. It's been a financial recovery. Yes, we've managed to prop up stock prices and real estate prices, but at what cost? I think the resources that the Fed has misdirected to Wall Street have come at the expense of Main Street. So instead of making real capital investment, growing our productive capacity, creating high-paying jobs for our people, we're just enriching a few speculators. And so real wages are falling, real household net worth is declining, full-time jobs are being destroyed, they're being replaced by part-time jobs. The standard of living is going down, and we're disguising it, you know, within this bubble, and they can only inflate it so big. But what's going on with the dollar right now in inflation is because we're not the only country that's in trouble. And there's politicians all around the world that have bought elections with promises they can't keep. And people are worried about Europe. They're worried about Japan. They're worried about China. And they're buying the dollar. And as a result of that, we get a reprieve. You know, the dollar buys more. We can borrow more. We can spend more. And our bubble gets bigger. But people who are buying dollars because they're worried about Europe, for example, they're jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. They don't understand that our problems are even larger than theirs. And it's all about confidence. And one of the reasons that people are confident in the dollar is because they believe that QE is temporary, that the Fed has ended it after three times, and that they're going to raise interest rates. But I think that is pure fantasy because I think we have too much debt. This bubble is too big that even a small increase in interest rates will pop it, and then we will have a huge financial crisis worse than before. And so the Fed is going to continue to revive QE. Remember, when they did the first one, I said we would have more QEs than Rocky movies, and so far we've had three, and I think we had five or six Rocky movies, so we have a few more to go. But the reason I knew they would have so much QE is because I knew it wouldn't work. And because it doesn't work, because it exacerbates the very problems that you're trying to solve, the solution is always to do more of it. And I think when we have to come out with a bigger round of QE, that could be the beginning of the end of the confidence. And, you know, look at what's happening in Russia right now. The ruble is down precipitously, 40-50% or so. They're responding by raising interest rates. Short-term interest rates in Russia are 17%. The Russian economy is slowing down, but it's not broken. They're withstanding 17% interest rates. Imagine what's going to happen in America when there's a loss of confidence in the Fed and the dollar, and our currency starts to drop. What are we going to do to protect it? Can we raise interest rates to 17% like they're doing in Russia? Not a chance, because we have so much more debt than they do. We can't afford 17%. We can't afford 7%. I don't even think we can afford 1%. So we're really in a bind. When the dollar goes, there's no way to stop it from falling.
Doesn't it become a catch-22? Because the world runs back into the dollar knowing it's the biggest piece of the pie of this whole unstable mess. But as they run into it, that only accelerates the establishment's leaning towards printing more of it, which then in tune just makes the bubble that much bigger. I mean, every bubble has popped. I mean, how big could it potentially get before it
pops?
Well,
it's already enormous. But, you know, as long as people want dollars, we can keep creating them. But what happens when they don't want them anymore? And we've created too many. Look, that's what happened with real estate. They kept building houses and people were buying them. But then when they didn't want them anymore, you had this huge supply of houses that nobody could afford and the prices come down. Well, when nobody wants the dollars anymore and we have an enormous supply of them, then, you know, the bottom drops out. And of course, what happens is the Fed then prints more money as people don't even want the money that's there because we have all this debt that keeps maturing. We have all these short-term
debt. Stay there.
I
want to come back and ask you how it unravels, what it looks like, and then other trends for 2015. Stay with us, Peter Schiff.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is all I want is prosperity and justice and live in a free country. And our monetary controls have been taken away from Congress. The private Federal Reserve transferred it to other foreign interests. And they use our national faith and credit as a giant cash machine for speculators, as Peter Schiff was just saying. And I look at who's financing restrictions on guns and free speech. It's the very same group of Goldman Sachs, allied organizations that just want to take over the planet. Then they scapegoat capitalism for their crony capitalist system that they've set up. It's just amazing. We're going to talk to Peter Schiff, and I'm going to try to give him the floor about what he thinks coming in 2015, other big issues, Obamacare, What is that going to do to the economy? People are scared to hire. They're cutting people back from full-time to part-time. Folks are seeing their payroll taxes go up. We'll talk about that with Peter Schiff from Europac.net. Doesn't need any introduction to this audience or pretty much any other audience. One of the most popular and accurate analysts out there. Before we go any further, though, we created InfoWarsLife.com to bring you the best missing link products that no one had developed or that we could develop better. Things like Oxy powder that has time-release oxygen in the upper and lower intestine. And, well, you know, John Wayne, when he died, had like 45 pounds of undigested food in him. This blows all that out unlike anything you've seen. We have the Resolution Pack, the biggest discount ever on InfoWarsLife.com products. We're only running this for another week and a half. It is a bottle of Oxy powder, Secret 12, proprietary vitamin B12, and Super Male or Super Female Vitality to help supercharge you in your weight loss and exercise this year. Believe me, this stuff works together in synergy. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase does help fund our media operation. We don't get stimulus money like MSNBC or $450 million like NPR to put out all their propaganda. We simply sell high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com has all of the Made in America apparel lines, pro-Second Amendment books, films, high-quality water filtration systems, hundreds and hundreds of great products that I personally use, survival stoves, Made in America, pro-gun belt buckles, silver coins, the whole nine yards. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And again, I want to thank you all in the new year for being patrons of InfoWarsStore.com and spreading the word about the broadcast. You are the power of this transmission. Okay, Peter, specifically other areas of the economy, Obamacare, what to look for next year, what you personally are telling all the folks whose wealth you manage. What are other big issues we face? And then finishing up, maybe now, specifically, what could trigger the dollar dying? What would it look like? What are some of the scenarios? How bad would it be? Would inflation suddenly just explode, or what would that look like?
Well, I think I was talking about it a little bit before the break, but you know, once it changes, it does change very rapidly, because when the confidence is lost in the currency, and we've been printing a lot of dollars because people have wanted dollars, but they wanted them because they didn't understand the fundamentals. When they figure it out, they're not going to want them anymore. Meanwhile, we have an enormous supply. We have all this debt outstanding. And the Federal Reserve has been buying a lot of it, but there has been private demand for that debt as well. But when that private demand is gone, the Federal Reserve is not going to start contracting the money supply. They're not going to start, you know, reducing the amount of money out there because nobody wants dollars anymore. It's going to be the opposite. As people don't want to buy U.S. Treasuries or dollar-denominated mortgages, the Fed is just going to print even more money to buy the bonds that nobody wants. But now you're increasing the supply of dollars just as demand for those dollars is going up, and then the velocity really picks up because anybody who has a dollar wants to get rid of it as quickly as possible before it loses value, because nobody wants to be left a hole in the bag. So I think once it accelerates, it's not just like a snowball rolling down a hill where it just gets bigger gradually. All of a sudden, I think, you know, you get a lot of snow very, very quickly and you can get crushed. So I think people have to prepare way in advance, you know, before that snowball, becomes a boulder, while they can still do something about it. But there are a lot of warning signs. I mean, you look at the price of oil coming down, and we can all be happy. Hey, this is great. I can go and I can get some gasoline cheaper. But I think this is just an example of what's going to happen in asset markets, without the help of the Fed. Because it's not just oil prices that were pushed up by cheap money. Stock prices, real estate prices, bond market. What's going to happen when all the markets look like the oil market? What's going to happen when they all come crashing down like they did in 2008? So, you know, you can be happy now, but you have to understand the reason that oil prices are coming down is not good as far as what's going to happen to the economy in the short run. And, you know, it didn't stop the big drop in oil prices in 2008, didn't stop the Great Recession. It didn't stop the financial crisis. We still had it, even though we had the relief of cheaper gas. So I think without the Fed doing another round of QE, we're going to see that kind of carnage in these other asset markets. And, you know, I think this whole recovery, just remember, the recovery that the Fed built is based on asset bubbles. That's the foundation of this financial recovery, is stock prices going up and real estate prices going up. But this is not benefiting the average American. The average American doesn't own stocks anymore. That's why CNBC's ratings just hit a new record low in 2014, despite the fact that the stock market is going up. And home ownership rates just hit a new 20-year low, despite the fact that real estate prices are going up, because the average American can't buy a house, even with the lowest mortgage rates ever and 3% down payments. They're still too broke. And so most Americans now, or more Americans, are renting. And so the wealth is only being distributed to a very small fraction of the population.
What concerns me most, Peter, is that now we see the paramilitary armored vehicles, the training, the riot training, proliferating everywhere. And it was easy for me to say 6-7 years ago, this is in preparation for economic collapse. But now the Pentagon and others admit that's what it's for, and they're using other events as a pretext to kind of condition the public. When the government itself is hardening its facilities and storing food and weapons and saying, well, we're afraid of economic disasters, that shows that they understand they're not in control of this. And if other governments in history didn't have the computers to manipulate things, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they can keep the bubble going forever, but that itself is unnatural. I mean, what goes up must come down, especially when it's not based on reality. And you've got China with its issues, its growth not as big as they thought. You've got Russia. You've got Japan with all its problems. It just seems like the United States, even though we have the world reserve currency, can't be isolated forever. And you add government getting prepared feverishly.
Well, I think because the dollar is the world's reserve currency, we've been spared from suffering the full consequences of our own profligacy, and that's what can't go on forever. And I think one of the burdens that the global economy is bearing right now is supporting the United States. You know, we just had our trade deficit last week, and we had our biggest deficit ever in manufactured goods. So that means the rest of the world has to manufacture goods that we consume, but we can't afford to pay for. There is a big cost to supporting 300 million Americans who collectively are no longer very productive because we're involved in all this service sector employment. And so many Americans don't even work anymore. I mean, you mentioned that the shrinking labor force participation. One of the reasons, the primary reason that the unemployment rate has come down is because, one, so many people have left the labor force. They've just thrown in the towel, so they're no longer counted as unemployed. But a lot of people have had to accept part-time jobs in lieu of full-time jobs. And so they're not counted as being unemployed either, but they're underemployed. And in fact, if you look at the people who are getting jobs, the net jobs are going to people who are in their 50s and 60s. Labor force participation among 60 and 70-year-olds is rising sharply. And for 20 and 30-year-olds, it's collapsing to record lows. You've got older people who don't want to work, who are being forced into part-time employment in order to pay the electric bills. And then you have Americans in their 30s and 40s who need full-time jobs, but all they can get is a part-time job. And the younger people who maybe want a part-time job while they're in school, they can't even get those jobs because their grandparents have those jobs, and they get, you know, they can't compete because they don't have the skills or the experience.
Sure.
And now you've got all these people saying, well, the solution is to raise the minimum wage because everybody is stuck with a minimum wage job. That's not going to solve the problem. That's just going to destroy the minimum wage jobs. In fact, 20 states were dumb enough to raise their minimum wage today. And so that's going to make it that much more expensive for businesses to hire people in those states. And so there's going to be more people
losing jobs. I was about to say, explain to people why a minimum wage is a bad idea and never works.
Well, because you cannot dictate productivity, right? The government can set a price, but they can't force anybody to pay that price. So when it comes to labor, if the government wants to say, well, you've got to pay somebody $10 an hour, or you can't hire them. Well, if that person doesn't deliver $10 of productivity, then no employer is going to hire them. And so what you do is you make it illegal for significant percentages of the population to get jobs. And the people who are most affected are younger, low-skilled workers who desperately need a job. They need a job and work experience more than they need the money, because if they can get their foot in the door and actually learn something on the job, then years later they can make many times the minimum wage. But if you knock the bottom rung off of the job ladder, then millions of people never climb on. So it's not the entrepreneur or the business owner that suffers. It's the guy who doesn't get a job, who doesn't get a career. And of course, all consumers suffer because they end up paying higher prices for the goods that they buy. There are, you know, This is one of the dumbest things you could do, and it's one of the simplest things that you can even explain, because it's just basic supply and demand. Everybody knows if you make something more expensive, as the price goes up, the demand goes down. So if you make hiring people more expensive, then fewer people will get hired. I mean, that's basic economics, and you can't get around that any more than you can get around the laws of gravity.
Well, that takes me to my next point. You know, your dad, best-selling author, writing about the Federal Reserve, writing about the IRS from a conspiratorial angle, look at how it's been proven the IRS is persecuting people politically who are libertarian, Christian, or conservative. You have always taken the approach of, you know, it's just corrupt forces, but, you know, there's not really a centralized conspiracy. But from the Cloward and Piven liberal socialist perspective, they knew NAFTA and GATT weren't really free trade and would actually get rid of our jobs. They know Obamacare will make tens of millions of people be kicked off full-time to part-time. They know raising payroll taxes will push people into poverty and just make them go on welfare. They know, as you said, 2+2, yeah, supply and demand. We know, yeah, what this does. So the social engineers, I'm not saying it's one monolith, but they really do want us domesticated. They want us dependent. They want us a service economy.
Well, the government always wants to create dependencies so that way they can count on your support. When people are bankrupted and the government promises a handout, that's what Harry Brown used to always say, that the government is great at breaking your leg and then handing you a crutch and then saying, see, without me, you couldn't walk. This is the strategy of government. But government destroys every industry,
sure,
that they infect.
So it is a conspiracy, though.
Well, not necessarily a conspiracy. People are just acting in their own self-interest. Politicians want power. And since, unfortunately, it's a democracy and not a republic, the power is where the votes are. And so they need to count on votes. And this is what they do. Like, look at education. The government got involved in education. And what is the consequence? Look at colleges. The value of a college degree has collapsed, but the price of getting one has skyrocketed. And so now, because of government, we have kids 23, 24, 25 finishing a four-year degree. It now takes 5 or 6 years to get a four-year degree. You graduate, you got $50,000 to $100,000 worth of debt, and you know nothing. You majored in some Mickey Mouse liberal arts, you know, discipline, and so you learn nothing valuable. You have no marketable skills, and because everybody and their brother has the same worthless degree as you, it means nothing to
us. I was about to say, apprenticing. Yeah. I mean, in the old days, people would go worldwide and be an apprentice for a year or two, proving how hard they would work to then get a good-paying or high-paying job with that company, and many times the head of the firms, whether it was a factory, a law firm, brokerage, you know, 100 other professions, carpentry, was whoever was the smartest and hardest working. Lawyers didn't used to go to law school.
No.
They went and apprenticed with another lawyer, yeah, and then sat in front of the bar. So they've gotten rid of that completely. I mean,
yeah,
interns.
You
try to get, yeah, interns and even pay them, they won't do any work.
Carnegie, Mellon, Rockefeller, billionaires, never went to college, never went to high school, so they didn't even graduate elementary school. You know, it used to be very rare in America to go to college. If you wanted to be a doctor, maybe you go to college, but most people didn't go to college, and they were able to be very successful, whether they had a blue-collar career or ended up being the head of a Fortune 500 company, working their way from the mailroom to the boardroom. They didn't start in the mailroom with a college degree. They just worked hard, and they worked out of that mailroom, but now you can't even get get into the mailroom probably without a college degree. And even then it's probably hard. But, you know, I did this video. I don't know if you ever saw it. It's on YouTube. I did it when I was at the New Orleans conference a couple of years ago. And if you go on YouTube and you type in my name, Peter Schiff College, you can see this 5 or 6 minute video where I'm walking around Bourbon Street and I'm interviewing all the, you know, the bartenders and the pedicab drivers and the barkers at the strip clubs. And I'm asking them if they went to college, what their major was, you know, how much student loans they have. And just about everybody I talked to was a college grad doing menial jobs. And this is the reality. And thank the government for this. You know, this is why, you know, they have created this bubble in education, in college degrees, just like they created a bubble in housing. We have a bubble, you know, in the dollar, in the bond market. All this thing collapses. I mean, it's collapsing now in education because you got all these young kids who are now too broke. You know, they left home to go to college, and now they're right back in home in the same bedroom that they grew up in because they're too broke to move out of the house. Even if they get a job, they can't make their student loan payments, and there's no good jobs available because the government has destroyed the economy.
Exactly, and now the answer is more education, more debt, when all you learn is a bunch of political correct garbage. But that was the point I was getting at. Is that you used to go to work in companies, and the college was learning how that company worked and how it operated, and then if you performed, then you would move up. But more and more, people with college degrees, you name it, they don't want to work. In fact, they think doing – and so it's not just the elite here. We've become a nation of TV heads, Peter, and I'm really worried about this country.
But what you even do in college, very little of what you study has any relevance to any job that you might be able to get once you graduate. And most people, college is just a 5 or 6 year excuse to have a party. You know, you live, you know, you go to parties and you get drunk and, you know, that's it. You don't really learn anything. You just go through the motions because you've been brainwashed into thinking you need to have this diploma, and that somehow is your ticket to Easy Street. And if you don't have this diploma, you know, you're going to be nothing.
I mean, Peter, we've got a final segment. Stay with us for another 5 minutes, 6 minutes on the other side, Europac.net. I want to come back and ask you about other trends in 2015. What do you think is going to happen with Obama, the Republicans? If they don't repeal Obamacare, how can they get away with that? Looks like they may remove Boehner. Good news on that front. We're going to talk to Peterson about that straight ahead. On the other side, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are our sites. I'm Alex Jones.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLive.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hey, Boomer!
I learned
in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it too. Yeah, I'm thirsty too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
The final segment of the first live show of 2015. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the Sunday broadcast. Don't forget, InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. And this is the house that you, the listeners, built, spreading the word and supporting us. So God bless you all. Final segment with Peter Schiff, a financial analyst, talk show host, best-selling author, researcher, commentator, you name it. And he's here with us right now. Finishing up, other key points you'd like to make, other things you think we should go over. When we see how these bubbles are popping, how old folks have got to work now. We're told it's the best economy ever, but a new poll out today by Gallup shows the public doesn't trust the government and sees it as the number one threat. All these lines are coming together. What do you see in 2015, 2016? When does your gut tell you the breaking point is, and what is that breaking point?
I think the frustration is going to get deeper and deeper because so many people know from their own experience that things are getting worse, that they're trapped in debt, that the cost of living is going up, their employment prospects have diminished, yet they keep hearing how great things are, and they assume that it must be great for somebody else, and maybe they think it's the rich, the 1%, and there's a lot of envy and class warfare, and a lot of those fires are being stoked by the politicians. So it's going to get worse, and you know, there's an example of being careful what you wish for. I think the Republicans doing so well in capturing the Senate could come back to hurt us in that it's going to allow the Democrats to now run against the Republican-controlled Congress when the recovery goes away and the recession resumes in 2015, 2016. Now the voters might blame the weak economy on the Republicans in Congress rather than the man in the White House. So it might make it more difficult to recapture that House or maybe even retain the Congress in the 2016 elections because people are going to be a lot more pissed off then than they are now because the economy is going to be much weaker. We may even officially be back in recession, and if the people buy more of that snake oil, if the politicians that destroyed the economy benefit from its destruction because they can promise more relief in the form of more, you know, political and monetary snake oil that they peddle that doesn't work, it could be a very, very dangerous time.
The London Telegraph has the headline, "The Year of Dollar, Danger for the World," and it says that there will no longer be an automatic Fed put. Do you agree with that statement? What do you think that overall means?
No, I think the Fed put is coming back. I do not believe the Fed is going to sit by and allow all the bubbles that they work so hard to inflate deflate. Because they're not going to allow stocks to crash. They're not going to allow real estate to crash when they built this whole phony recovery on those very bubbles. See, the idea that the Fed can stop the stimulus and not collapse the markets is like saying a drug addict can stop taking drugs and stay high. It is impossible. If you want the high, you need to keep doing the drugs. And unfortunately, we got the big pusher at the Fed, and we're going to do these drugs. So the dollar's not going to go up. It's going to collapse.
We've got a minute and a half left. Poll out, 60% of Republicans want, in Congress want Boehner gone. Obamacare is such a criminal monstrosity. I think it's a litmus test. If we can't repeal this or make the Republicans do it, I think the sky's the limit. I mean, Obamacare is so evil. As somebody that has 45 people working for me, knowing how healthcare works, my dad's been healthcare management, it's so evil that if they can keep this in place when it's so unpopular, even with Democrats, then this country's done.
And it's just getting started. I mean, remember how you know, when they first made these promises about Medicaid or Medicare, it was supposed to be so small, cost so little, and that thing blew up. This is a much bigger experiment than that, and it's blowing up, you know, right out of the gate. I mean, so this thing is going to be much bigger. I guess the good news is the whole economy is going to collapse before we have to deal with the full weight of the problems brought about by Obamacare.
What do you think of them pushing Jeb and Hillary again?
that's all we need, right? There's another Bush or another Clinton in the White House. But unfortunately, that might be what we get. You know, it's just going to be more of the same. That, you know, the players change, but the game is the same. It's going to take a real crisis, a real collapse. And I guess the good news is one's coming. And hopefully we get it over sooner rather than later. And we do the right thing in the aftermath.
All right. Well, listen, I'm glad that you are our first guest of the year. Peter, we'll have you back very soon. Thanks for the time.
Hey, time. Happy to everybody.
And doing the right thing, I guess, is letting stuff go down, right?
The Genesis.
Yep. Letting the free market work.
That's right. All right. See you guys. Great job.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption.